forecast, plenty of sunshine through today with seasonal temperatures. We should reach our normal high of about 82 degrees by this afternoon. Look for clear skies tonight with a low near 70. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, sticky and humid, a 20% chance of showers.
Clermont. Why haven't you returned my calls, Gil?
Come on, Joe, give me a break. I'm late for a meeting.
I left messages on every line. I even talked with your assistant.
Look, I've been really busy, okay? We have a meeting scheduled tomorrow. We'll talk then, okay?
That's right. We will. If you blow me off again, it's gonna get ugly. And I won't be so understanding next time.
There was a second bombing this morning, both in residential neighborhoods in Palm Beach.
Homeland Security been notified?
And ATF. In addition to a profile, they want a threat assessment.
Is the media on that?
Of course. JJ's keeping tabs on that.
What do we know about the bombs?
Morgan hooked up with ATF. They're sending pictures of bomb fragments as they find them.
Pipe bombs. Packed in cardboard boxes.
Package bombs.
Sent through the mail?
No. The other picture in your hand is of the switch that ATF found. Same mechanism for both bombs, mercury activated.
What does that mean?
There are contacts to a detonator on either end of a bent tube full of mercury.
What it means is all you have to do is tilt the package to detonate it.
So they couldn't have been sent through the mail. The bomber had to deliver them himself.
Exactly.
Strange way to commit an act of terrorism. Why go to all this trouble to kill just a few people?
Let's recommend not raising the terror alert level for now. No reason to spread panic.
We got news. This is just a local channel, but the coverage is everywhere now. CNN, Fox, MSNBC, Al Jazeera, you name it.
So much for not spreading panic.
Badly injured, but in stable condition in the ICU. Now, neighbors say that they heard a blast at about 10:30 this morning, and police arrived shortly.
DHS doesn't raise a terror alert now. They'll look weak.
Make sure Homeland Security knows that this is everywhere.
Wow.
Looks like we're going to Palm Beach. Let's meet at the airstrip in 20. Yeah, what's that?
Arch, listen. They're going to be sending us bomb fragments by this afternoon. I'm the only one with an ATF background. So if you'd like me to stay behind and supervise the bomb profile, I'm on that.
Morgan, you wouldn't be afraid to be out in the field with a bomber now, would you?
You know, maybe it's not the bomber that I'm worried about.
I thought we were past all that.
Arch, Boston sent Gideon into a post-traumatic tailspin.
How do we know that won't happen again?
Morgan, I'll tell you what. Why don't we concentrate on profiling the bomber and not Gideon?
Copy that.
Samuel Johnson wrote, "Almost all absurdity of conduct arises from the imitation of those whom we cannot resemble."
Bombings occurred within 3 miles of each other. First victim was a 74-year-old widow, Barbara Keller. 2 hours after that, Clermont got hit in his driveway, and 45 minutes later, well, we all saw that.
Jill Swenson, 34-year-old housewife who lived across the street from Clermont. Of the three, only Clermont survived.
Is there any connection between the victims?
One, Clermont was a partner in a $10 million condo development deal in which Keller was an investor. And a few weeks ago, the whole deal went bust.
Went bust how?
Geologists discovered that the land was on methane, the condos never got built, the land became worthless, and Clermont lost a lot of people a lot of money.
So maybe one of them was mad enough to take aim at Clermont.
No, let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's a little too early to theorize about motive.
Then where do we start?
From the beginning. What do we know about bombers?
Mostly male. Loners, history of criminal activity. About 50% of all bombings are actually the product of vandalism.
And more often than not, bombers end up accidentally blowing themselves up, so the first suspects you always look for in the bombing case are the victims.
Clerman was the only male. Losing a large business deal like that, it could be a powerful stressor.
Well, then there's a crime scene. Clerman was the only victim who didn't get hit at his door. Why? What was different about this one?
Before Clerman passed out, what he told cops at the time was that he saw the package sitting on the stoop outside his kitchen door.
Why didn't he take it in?
Why didn't it go off until he got to his car? It's like 50 feet away.
Joe Reese, one of Clerman's investors, was here before the bomb went off. Cops have ruled him out as a suspect, but he said he saw Clerman get in the car with the package.
So maybe Clerman wasn't receiving a bomb at all. Maybe he was on his way to delivering one.
And he drops it or tilts it, and it goes off by accident.
I'd like to talk to Clerman. In the meantime, let's get a warrant to search his house.
You have a package. Don't worry, I had a police escort all the way from Palm Beach.
Okay, right on time.
Thanks, man, I got this.
These are my bomb fragments. We can start putting this bad boy together.
Why bother? Don't you look at the pieces for prints and stuff? And
Garcia, what are you doing in the FBI?
I didn't get into medical school.
Why does that not surprise me?
Ouch. That's what my father said.
All right, I'm about to teach you something, so pay attention.
Oh, it's like school.
Look, how these things are put together can tell you how the ends up things.
You sound like Gideon.
Okay, ouch. Oh, you think it's bold? Okay. All right. You see that section of pipe?
Yeah.
Okay. That right there used to be part of the cap. It's screwed onto these threads right here. But see, here's the thing. It had to be done very carefully. Because even if one tiny grain of powder got onto those studs while he was working, that little bit of friction would have ignited the bomb. Boom, boom, boom. See you later on, son. Now, he didn't have to use a powder that fine. He didn't have to use threaded caps. And he didn't even have to use a steel pipe, and it would have been a whole lot safer if he hadn't. But the bomb wouldn't have been nearly as deadly. So what does that tell you about our answer?
He's one sick puppy?
To say the least. One sick puppy that aims to kill. Not scare, not vandalize, or make some kind of political statement. Kill.
Where's your team right now? After they finish the garage, make sure they check the attic.
Agent Hodgson.
Yes, sir.
Detective Morrison, Palm Beach PD. I'm lead on the case.
Nice to meet you. This is Agent Greenaway. Agents Reed and Gideon are at the hospital. I think you met Agent Giroux at the station house.
Oh, yeah, she's taking over the place.
She does that.
ATF hasn't found any hard evidence yet, just some kitchen timers, tape recorders, and electrical switches.
Yeah, it is amazing how many household items count as potential bomb-making materials.
Hello? Excuse me.
Mrs. Clerman.
What's going on here?
Mrs. Clerman, my name is Special Agent Aaron Hutchner with the FBI.
What are you doing in my house?
There's a copy of the warrant on the table. I know that this is hard to believe, but we just need to cover all of our bases. We need to make sure that your husband was not involved in any way.
Involved? My husband's in the hospital with his leg blown off. What are you talking about?
Mrs. Clerman, there are some questions that your husband needs to answer. And the sooner that we talk to him and clear him, then the sooner we can find whoever's responsible.
Agent Hodgson, we've got something.
I found this buried on the back of that shelf.
Mrs. Clerman? Do you know anything about this?
Can you tell us about the package, Mr. Clerman?
I thought I knew what it was. Pot for an orchid. I collect them. I ordered the pot through the mail.
Why don't you take it inside?
It was for my office. I was going there anyway. Thought I'd take it with me. That's the last thing I remember.
You had an argument with Joe Reese. Do you remember that?
Joe was there?
He was angry. He accused you of blowing him off.
Huh?
Any reason he'd want to hurt you?
Joe, no. I mean, he's a confrontational guy. If he wanted to kill me, he'd just beat me to death.
A lot of people were angry about that deal falling apart, and they were angry at you. I don't know. How does that make you feel?
I felt awful. I thought those condos would make a lot of money for a lot of people. Myself included. I thought that geologist was legit. He didn't even take samples. He scammed us. All those investors who lost their money.
Barbara Keller?
The first victim.
Yeah.
What about her?
It's just such a shame. Such a nice lady, you know? It was such an easy sale. Sometimes I felt like I took advantage of her because she's old and lonely. Now she's dead. Oh, I feel terrible. Ow.
What is it?
My foot.
This isn't our guy. His answers were coherent even while he was sedated.
He's got a sense of humor, displays empathy.
Not to mention he's a hobby unrelated to bomb maker.
This is nothing like a typical bomber profile.
What about the materials we found?
Well, we'll see if the fragments match
at the bomb scene, but I doubt they will.
Okay.
Look at this. This is their nephew in Texas. And according to Mrs. Clerman, he was staying with them for a month and left last week.
Mercury switches are a little sophisticated for a 12-year-old kid.
I'm not saying he's the unsub, but boys his age like to blow stuff up.
I'll call Morrison. He'll contact local PD in Texas. He'll pick up the kid and talk to him.
You know, a watched bomb never assembles.
I'm down to the last few pieces, and for the life of me, I can't figure out how they fit together or if they fit together.
They might not even be part of the bomb at all.
What's the big deal? You got most of it. I'll give you a B+.
Thanks. Big deal is it could be part of a signature.
Signature, like sign of zodiac, that kind of thing.
Yeah, just like that.
Serious. I really wanted to learn that time.
Signature's the thing that they get off on. You know, like a flourish. You know, certain kind of pipes, certain mix of powders. Like the Unabomber, he always used something wood in his bombs. I mean, I don't know. I mean, these guys, they think they're artists or something, so they sign their work.
And you think by putting these last pieces together, you might find a signature?
Yeah. See, sometimes the design itself is unique. So once we do put it all together, we can compare it to other exemplars in our evidence database and see if the bomb was built by somebody we may have already come across. What?
If there was another piece like this?
No, I tried it. It doesn't fit.
No, it could have been part of a longer rod that fit through the top and went all the way through. Tetris. What, did I mess it up?
No, Garcia. You nailed it. I know who built this bomb. The guy's doing life in federal prison.
Morgan emailed these over. The three on the left are the bombs from yesterday. The one on the right is from the evidence room at Quantico.
They're all identical. They're made with steel reinforcement rods.
Adrian Bale.
Who? He held our agents at a standoff in Boston last year. He took out six agents and a hostage with one of his bombs.
So you're thinking he's behind this?
Possibly. But he's in prison. He's got kind of a cult following like Charles Manson. Could just be a copycat.
There's one way to find out. Let's put the screws to this guy.
No. Bale's too smart. If we want information from him, we have to handle him carefully. And even then, you have to assume that road will lead nowhere.
You're saying the connection to Bale doesn't help us at all?
No, I'm just saying let us handle Bale.
Look, we just heard from local Texas PD. You were right about Clerman's nephew. He admitted the bomb stuff was his, which is great for the Clermans, but it leaves us with zero suspects. So what do you suggest my men do now?
Proceed from the profile.
I didn't know we had a profile.
When we're dealing with a bomber, we're talking about someone who's non-confrontational. If you bumped into him in a cafe, he'd apologize.
even if it wasn't his fault.
We would classify this bomber as highly organized, based on the meticulous design of his bombs. It means above average intelligence. He probably has a skilled job, a trade, one that allows him to work alone. That's how he was able to make a sophisticated device without raising suspicion. Furniture maker, jeweler, etc.
Background in explosives?
No, not necessarily. You're thinking about a type who likes to blow things up. Gives them an emotional or sexual release. Death, secondary.
And what's this guy doing?
Murdering. Bombs, just weapons. And these attacks, they're not random.
Well, how do you know that?
A process of elimination. We know bombers fall into a discrete number of categories according to motive. There's the terrorist whose aim is to spread fear. We expect him to strike in a populous area like a subway. There's the politically motivated bomber. He makes a statement by choosing a symbolic target like an abortion clinic. Then there's our unsub. He made bombs designed to kill, and he chose his victims specifically by placing the bombs at their stoops. That tells us he has a direct motive. Statistically, he bombs for profit or to conceal a crime, and it tells us how we're going to find him. Through the people he killed.
Somewhere among the three victims, there is a direct motive. Keep digging.
Thanks. If you have any questions, we'll be around.
You'll be around, I'll be in prison. Somebody's got to talk to bail.
Detective Morrison, how's it going?
We're combing through all the investors in the land deal. Got a couple of suspects who fit the profile we're going to talk to.
Okay, well, if you need anything, just let us know.
Right.
How we doing?
Frustrated. I can't see why anyone would want to kill a little old lady who collects cats and coins.
Unless somebody wanted the coins. I spent a good chunk of my childhood looking for a 1944 penny worth thousands. Yeah, so I was a little bit of a nerd. Is that so surprising?
Not to me.
Morgan?
Yeah?
I just got the lab results from the powder residues on the bombs.
Ammonia nitrate, potassium chloride, and aluminum powder.
Nobody uses that mixture, Hodge.
Nobody but Bale.
That's right.
And the closer I look at these things, the more they're the same.
Same weld pattern, same switch assembly, same thread sizing.
It's weird, man. This guy's not building bombs, he's forging them.
And that's the other reason I'm calling you.
Bale wrote addresses on his packages in block letters with blue ink. I'm thinking our guy's doing the same.
Okay, I'll set up a press conference, make sure the public knows.
Thanks, Morgan.
Look, obviously Bale burned us pretty bad. We just want to make sure if we're in a position to make a deal with him, that you guys are willing to do it.
Well, I think that's premature. We're not even sure if Bale's involved yet.
And what if he is?
Are you sure you'd want to deal with a guy who took out six of our agents?
Half of Florida is in a panic. There might not be another choice.
Well, there has to be.
Bale, you have a visitor.
You know why I'm here?
This guy in Palm Beach, right? The Palm Beach bomber. Somebody's got to give him a better name.
He uses your bombs, your designs.
He should be careful. Those things are dangerous.
Adrian. You can't fool me. If you're involved in this in any way and you do not help me, I will make your life even worse than it is now.
But no. Actually, I can fool you because I fooled you before. And now there's another me out there watching, waiting.
We have new information about the Palm Beach bomber. In addition to placing the bombs in plain brown packages, we have reason to believe that the bomber may hand write the delivery addresses on a plain white label.
Mommy, when's Daddy coming home?
He's got to get the beach house ready for the next room tours. He'll be back tomorrow.
Examine carefully, especially if you don't recognize the return.
Have you unpacked your suitcase yet?
No, I'll go do it right now.
With your help, we should be able to prevent any further casualties. Thank you for your vigilance.
You were more ruthless than I expected. If you hadn't pushed that button, you might have had a chance of parole someday.
Yeah.
You know, I've thought a lot about that day. And there's one thing I still can't understand. You trusted me. Why?
I never trusted you.
You listened to me.
I made an error. I calculated you wouldn't do it, and you did. Whatever you think, I'm going to walk out of here, and you never will.
Here's what I think. Sending those agents into that warehouse, this just doesn't make sense. I mean, I've read your books. I had all those things. What did you call it? A homicidal triad. I even came from a broken family, classic sociopath. So when I had the chance to kill six agents plus a hostage, I mean, just because I gave myself up doesn't mean that I was finished with those people. I still had the remote. You should have known that. And the emotional release I would feel by pressing that button, well, that was just a little too overwhelming to pass up. Why didn't you search me before sending those agents in? Why didn't you do your job, Agent Gideon?
Mommy, there's a present for you.
Present? What does it look like?
It's brown with blue letters. Can I bring it to you?
No, no body armor. They don't want us to get a little girl.
Just a few more minutes.
Hear that? We're almost there.
Heavy, I can't.
Yes, you can.
Step back, ma'am.
I am not leaving my daughter.
Okay, you need to trust me. Okay. Okay, now, sweetie. Don't move, okay? Don't move, sweetie. I'm going to come up and meet you.
You're such a good girl. Just a few more
seconds, okay? Just a few more minutes.
I can't. Just a few more.
You're doing great, sweetie.
No.
You're doing great. Hang on. Almost there.
Okay.
Almost there.
Go. Come here, baby.
Get here, man.
Bill may be part of this, but he's not in control of it. If he were, he would have taught me with specifics.
So what's our next move?
I'll let Bill know the UNSUB's using his designs.
Nate.
Yeah, exactly. Bill wasn't part of it before. He'll sure want to be part of it now.
I'm going to stay behind and monitor his mail, calls, if there's any contact that he has with the outside world.
Good. Even if he doesn't know the UNSUB, he may want to try to contact
him. I might have something. Barbara Keller was having trouble insuring some coins she bought. The insurance company thought they might be fake.
So the insurance company's blowing up annoying clients?
What if someone sold her the fake coins? She's on to him. He shuts her up.
Were these coins valuable enough to kill over?
She told the insurance company she thought they might be worth $12,000.
All right. Do you have any idea who sold her the coins?
No. But she had an appointment with a coin dealer scheduled, I'm guessing to challenge the insurance company's appraisal. A guy named David Walker.
So maybe he can help us figure out who sold her the coins.
Office of Supreme Genius Puzzle Solver, do you have a riddle for me?
I found out Bale's been accessing the internet by getting around a firewall that's set up on a prison library computer. The guy even has an email address.
Wow, sneaky bastard.
Yeah, he's headed to the library right now, maybe to contact the UNSUB. Now, is there a way to possibly monitor his keystrokes while he's online?
I can send him a virus, but I'll have to open the email for it to work.
Let's do it.
What do you want the subject line?
Just think.
Something that'll make him open it.
Yeah. He's impotent. Something that'll make him feel in control.
I got something. This guy's number. He's visited six porn sites in the past half hour.
Anything else?
Hold on. He's posting to a message board.
NaughtyHobbies.net looks like some sort of site for bomb enthusiasts. All my friends out there, beware. They are on to you.
We need the names of everyone who's been on that message board in the past month. ISP, we were able to track down the names and some of the addresses, but none of them are in Palm Beach.
How about occupations?
It wasn't a required field, so really only about a third of them are filled in.
Well, the unsub takes pride in his work. He would fill it in.
Right. Let's see, we have a trucker, physician, antiquities dealer, store owner, orderly.
Wait. Antiquities dealer?
Yeah. Why? What is it?
Personally, I couldn't think of anything more boring than coins and old papers. Are you single?
Yes.
I have a word of advice. Don't marry the first guy that proposes. I wanted a pool table back there, but David insisted on making it his workshop.
Hey, Reed. Okay, shoot. David. Well. I gotta call you back.
Oh, what's he up to now?
Well, it sounds like a car.
I hope he's not committing suicide. I won't be able to collect life insurance.
Yeah.
Hell, it's him. It's Walker.
Yeah, I'm all right. This is Walker.
Yeah, guy's a real peach. Morrison's got a countywide search out for the car. Uniforms are going to try to find out where his haunts are, and ATF should be here any minute. Sure, you're all right.
Mrs. Walker said her husband spent most of his time in the garage.
Straight up. The organized part, right?
What's this?
You've seen this. It's for electroplating. Look at the date on the coin.
It's half gone.
He was using this to build up the metal so he could change the dates on the coins.
To increase the value.
Exactly.
Like what he did with Barbara Keller's coins.
Look over here. Check this out.
The best. So this is why he chose to use Bale's design.
He was working on something.
Make sure Morrison tells your officers that this guy is smart, dangerous, and he has absolutely nothing to lose.
You ready to do some work?
Why not? I haven't slept this week. I might as well give up eating, too.
Oh, poor baby. Try not to let the tears hit the paper. It gets a little messy.
What are they?
These are emails from Bale's account. Reed forwarded them to me.
What are we looking for?
Well, right now this guy Walker's in the wind, so we got to look at him from every angle, see if we can figure out his next move.
Signature behavior. If Walker got bomb-making tips from Bale, then maybe he got tips on staying clear of the cops.
Somebody's been taking notes.
Medical school, schmedical school.
Well, don't hurt yourself, Garcia. Now find me something.
So far, nothing from the search.
But what do we know about Walker?
He's a quiet career criminal. He spent 4 years in prison for a series of forged checks when he was in his early 20s. He's now 46. For the past 18 years, he owned a store which sold coins, maps, and historical documents. We raided the place as soon as you gave us Walker's name. Most of his inventory was fake. Forgeries valued in the millions.
But the walls had started to close in on him. We talked to some of his clients, and he was in debt up to his ears and promising stuff he didn't have time to forge.
Then Barbara Keller found out that the coins he had sold her were fake. She threatened to out him.
And if she had, all the forgeries would have been discovered. He would have done 20 years.
So he had to shut her up? He planted all those bombs just to kill one little old lady?
Yeah, and to throw us off, he made it look like it was much bigger than it was.
You hear me? I said stop now.
Please. Help me.
Everyone back, now. We need bomb squad in here.
Please. It's not me.
Don't come any closer. Put your hands up and walk slowly back out.
I can't. He'll kill me.
Who will?
I don't know. He held a gun to me. Put this on me. He said, you'll know who he is.
What does he want?
A helicopter. A passport. He's watching. Once he gets what he wants, he's got instructions to defuse the bomb.
Walker's close by.
Let's get snipers around the perimeter.
Let's get snipers on the roof.
Okay, we understand, and we're not going to leave you.
Please, take it off.
Well, we need to figure out how the bomb's put together first.
Tracy, you're in.
This is a really sophisticated device. It looks like it was probably made by a master bomb maker, which means tampering with any part of it could set it off.
So there's no way to just cut the whole thing off of him?
Well, not without cutting these wires. See how they're threaded all around the collar? They could be booby-trapped, or there could be a hidden secondary trigger.
How do we find out?
Without knowing how this thing's put together, it's going to take a while. I'll have to x-ray it, try to figure out which are the real triggers, but I don't think there's enough time.
What do you mean?
There's a timer. We've only got about 3 hours left.
What is it?
We need to go outside.
No. He said he'd kill me if I went back out. He made sure I told you that.
Then we need to isolate you.
Why? There's nothing you can do. Is there anything?
Get it. If this guy's a hostage, then why hasn't Walker tried to negotiate with us?
Maybe he's scared, or maybe he hasn't figured out what his next move is yet.
We have a beat on Walker. Sniper spotted him in his scope. He's sitting in an office building across the street. It looks like a storage room with a small window facing us.
We could surprise him.
It's a good idea. If he feels cornered, he might give himself up.
Why do you say that?
Because bombers are generally cowards. I'll take a team in and we'll go in through the back of the building.
This feels wrong to me. Why would Walker let himself be found so easily?
He wants to be found.
Why?
To negotiate.
Yeah, but then we lose the element of surprise.
Well, hopefully we catch him off guard and he gives himself up immediately. If not, we take a hard line and make him feel like he's got no way out. Remember, we have to take him alive. Walker's the only one who can defuse the necklace bomb. Everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
We're entering the building.
Be careful. At the very least, we know he's got a gun.
Copy that. Approaching the door now.
Copy that.
So bombers are cowards, huh?
Every last one of them.
David Walker, federal agents. Federal agents.
Walker, freeze!
Okay, please, don't shoot.
Show yourself. Show yourself. I'll shoot up the whole room.
Okay.
All right, now put your hands where I can see them.
I can't do that.
Then I'll shoot.
My hand's on the remote. I told you what I want.
The passport, the helicopter, the flat.
Walker, listen to me. You're at the top of the FBI's most wanted list. I think you're smart enough to realize there's no way we're letting you go. But here's my counteroffer. A chance to get out of here alive. All you have to do is give yourself up. Just slide the gun across the floor. You have until 3, 1.
You wouldn't let the hostage die.
You want to find out? Don't give yourself up. 2.
Okay. Okay. I'm coming out. Don't shoot.
Yeah. Gideon, it's me. I just found an email Bale sent Walker 2 days ago. Listen to this. My only regret is giving myself up, and for what? To be stuck in a cage the rest of my life. Don't make my mistake. If they catch you, whatever you do, don't let them keep you.
Now walk slowly towards me. Let me see your hands, Walker.
Walker's not a bomber. He's a forger.
Get out of there! Now! Now!
Go, go! Everybody else, go, 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 go!
We're fine. Everybody made it out. Everybody but Walker. Is the hostage okay?
He's fine. For now. How much time do we have?
2 hours, 24 minutes.
With Walker dead, I'm all out of options.
I've got one.
Bail!
We'll start with a transfer. You're in a high security facility now. We can get you medium.
No, I want out of prison. A mental facility.
You're asking for something we wouldn't give a bank robber. There are minimum security facilities.
I don't care. I want to be able to talk to people who aren't prisoners. I want to have access to people, things, the world. I want to connect again.
All right.
One more thing. Without which there is no deal.
What is it?
I want you to confess. I want you to admit that I beat you in Boston, that I outsmarted you. I want you to apologize to the families of those 6 victims you got killed, and I want it all in writing.
Jason, that's enough.
If I do this, you'll tell me how to defuse the bomb?
Only if you do this.
How do I know you won't lie to me?
It's all in writing, Agent Gideon. If my client refuses to give you the information or if he gives you information he knows to be untruthful, the deal is void.
I want to hear it.
It was a hostage situation.
No. Don't read it. Say it.
There was a hostage situation. I negotiated with Bale. He agreed to give himself up. He came out of the warehouse peacefully. I gave the okay to send 6 of my agents in, and they never came out. It was a mistake. It was my mistake. I was outfoxed by Mr. Bale. By you. I sincerely regret having made the decision to send those agents in that day. And I sincerely regret and apologize to the families of all those who died that day.
4 more minutes.
Okay. I've isolated the wires connected to the actual device. We've got one shot at this. It's either the blue wire or the red wire.
Which do we cut, Bale? Red or blue?
Red.
You know, if you're lying and this thing goes boom, you get nothing right.
Yes.
You got the red, it's over. You get to spend your time in a cushy sun. Bushes, trees, lizards, horses. And we get this man out of here alive.
I don't see how that can be any clearer.
17 seconds.
Red wire, right?
Yes.
Cut the blue.
Are you sure?
Do it.
All right. Shouldn't take long to cut this thing off now.
How'd you know?
And the emotional release I would feel by pressing that button. Well, that was just a little too overwhelming to pass up.
He told me. He said given the opportunity of pressing that button, he'd have no choice. All I did was take his word for it. Despite the fact you lied to us and your deal is void, I made sure to tell all your friends here how extremely willing you were to give up information on your fellow inmates. You're a rare bird, Adrian. I can't tell you how much pleasure I get just knowing I put you in this little tiny cage. You might even call it an emotional release.
Thank you.